we're kind of in an unprecedented era of UB athletics. The amount of success seen recently with both basketball programs as well as the football team. Can you just talk a little bit about the buzz at UB right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. It's great for our fans, for the student body, really for a lot of people who have, you know, kind of been around the program for a long time and, you know, maybe seen some of the leaner years for this level of success. To, you know, you get excited when it happens for one program, but when it's, you know, two and three programs, your three bit major programs, it's just something that we've never experienced before. But there's definitely a lot of excitement that's been going around the campus, and, you know, hopefully that only continues here as football finishes up strong and then the basketball teams kind of get going here with their upcoming seasons.
Can you also speak a little bit to the perseverance of those running the athletic program? Because I remember a couple years ago, probably more than a couple at this point, but people were talking about maybe UB is not cut out for D1, should look at pulling back a little bit, maybe cutting the football program, and to see where it's gone now, it just seems crazy that was an actual discussion at one point.
Well, you know, I think what people have to realize is we're still relatively young at the highest level of Division I. You know, it's only right about 20 years right now that we've been in the American Conference, and it takes time to build a program and to build a department, and you're going to go through growing pains. You know, and really we're thankful to our former athletic directors, our former coaches, that they got us to this level where we can be successful now across the board in different sports. But, you know, we're still young. I mean, we're the youngest department in the Mid-American Conference, only being 20 years. So it takes time to build success. And again, I think, you know, we're appreciative of the people that have stuck with us. And, you know, now we're reaping the success and hoping that the Western New York community is jumping on board with what's going on with our football teams and our basketball programs.
And kind of going off that point, what does, and more in college sports than really any other kind of situation, what does success mean not only for this year, but for future success in the athletic department?
Well, I think for starters, what the success of athletics does is it really helps the university. I mean, your athletic department is the most visible department nationally, and I think it started with the win last year in the NCAA tournament against Arizona. People got to see Buffalo, and then if you look at the correlation in admissions with the applications to the university, you know, those rose to higher levels. So I think that's one of the things that athletics is able to do. But from just really a strict department standpoint, this success, it helps us get better athletes to come to Buffalo because they know they can be successful. They know they can win championships. They know they'll get a quality education, and they know they can play at the next level of their sport, whatever it is, whether it's football, basketball, or even some of our Olympic sports. So this success just kind of shows these future athletes that they can come to Buffalo and be successful both on the field of play and in the classroom.
Yeah, and also going off that point, you know, it's not often, as you just mentioned, that UB receives a lot of national attention, being only an athletic program, you know, built over the last 20 years or so, at least on the D1 side of things. But it appears to me, at least, that people from around the country, especially more geared towards the men's basketball team, as you mentioned, defeating Arizona in the tourney last year, this past Friday defeating West Virginia on their home court. And nationally, I feel like people are really embracing UB as a kind of Cinderella program, a team that's kind of easy to root for. Do you get that sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that started with the win in the NCAA tournament. When you play on a neutral floor, the place you go to, they tend to root for the underdog. So we kind of became the, you know, Boise, Idaho's adopted team last year, I guess you can say, in the NCAA tournament. Now, you know, nobody was rooting for us in West Virginia. I mean, that was a pretty hostile environment on Friday night going down to Morgantown. But I think on the outside, people, yeah, they like seeing that mid-major program be able to upset, you know, a Power Five And, you know, we're happy to play that role. You know, we hope that we're just starting to build something that's going to last here for multiple years. But, you know, it's great that people are jumping on board, and we're more than happy to take all the fans that are willing to jump on.
Now, a few more difficult questions, if you will. Obviously, UB is a mid-major, and one of the issues seen with mid-majors across the country in terms of success is that it's often not sustained as well as some of the, obviously, the blue bloods. And one of the reasons is that coaches will tend to move on to Power 5 schools. Is that a reasonable concern?
I mean, I think it's always a concern. You know, you want to have good coaches, and you want to keep those coaches for as long as you can. But at the same time, you have to, you know, understand that those coaches have goals as well. But, you know, it's not a foregone conclusion that coaches are always going to leave the mid-major level. There's coaches out there that have stayed at schools for a very long time, you know, including, you know, Mark Few at Gonzaga. He's been there for a long time. So, you know, we can only control what's happening right now. You know, we have to have faith that if a coach does leave, that we have faith in our leadership and our athletic director, that you know, that they'll bring in the best possible candidates to continue the success of those programs.
Fair enough. Some members of the public, not so much from the school, have called for UB to look to move outside the MAC. I'm sure there would be no comment, but any rumblings on trying to switch conferences in an effort to keep momentum going at this point?
No, I mean, we're very happy to be in the American Conference, and, you know, it's our goal to be the best program in that conference for a long time. And, you know, right now we're doing a great job with that, with the success of our basketball programs and football and into our other sports. Our women's tennis team has won back-to-back MAC titles. But, I mean, we're very happy with the leadership of our conference and Commissioner Steinbrecher. And, you know, it's an exciting time, and we're happy to be there.
Great. A win tomorrow for the football team does clinch a conference championship. That's correct, right?
It would be an East Division, the East Division title. So
that's what I meant.
A win tomorrow,
a division.
Yeah, it'd be an East Division title and a berth in the MAC championship game.
Right, and then what does that mean? A potential MAC championship. Obviously, a New Year's Six bowl is kind of a long shot, but there are a lot of good bowl games that would obviously propel more national attention.
Yeah, and first, you know, first and foremost, it's winning tomorrow at Ohio, which is going to be a tough contest for this group. It's always hard to go play in Athens at Peden Stadium, and then it's, you know, the MAC championship game. It's, you know, somewhere we've only been once in 2008, and that was exciting, and for the chance for these guys to go back, some of the seniors who have help build this program. You know, that's a testament to those guys, and, you know, really any bowl game that wants to have us, we'll be happy to go to and represent Buffalo as best as we can.
Is there anything else that you would like to add? Anything that I missed?
No, I think, you know, we just appreciate the support of the Western New York community. You know, this season and in past years. You know, it's been great. They've done a great job supporting football, and as our basketball seasons get underway, our women are home tomorrow night against Niagara, which they'll be raising their Sweet 16 banner from last year. So, you know, it'll be great if fans could go out there and support them at 7:00 at Alumni Arena. But we appreciate all the support that Western New York has been giving us.